forever. Dog.
Rise and shine, wolf pack. Today's activities include a vaguely threatening song from a robotic owl, a hike down the trail of dark money that funds oat milk, and a refreshing swim with a fake child corpse. Justin McElroy takes us to parent maddening water park and hotel chain Great Wolf Lodge on podcast The Ride. Welcome to Podcast The Ride, a podcast about theme parks hosted by three guys who love nature, the roof, the slides, and especially the chlorine stench. I'm Scott Gardner, joined by fellow nature lover Jason Sheridan.
I prefer to consume my nature via skylight.
It's nice. You get just a little bit, but there's a little bit of barrier instead of that raw nature that might fuck you up, give you a heat stroke or something. Mike Carlson, hi.
Hi, yes, I love nature. Have I told the story on the podcast before about getting chased out of like Joshua Tree by like goats? Like I tried to go into nature and 30 goats like surrounded me. And then my friend and I drove away from there to a different part of the park. And then we went up a hill and it said, watch out for the thirsty bees.
Thirsty? And it said that
the bees are so dehydrated that they will just go into your car because they sense there's water in there. So beware of the, it was like, beware of the thirsty bees. And like, I was just getting like, nature was just telling me it doesn't want me. It does not want me out here today. Go back to your artificial nature. And I have gone back to it ever since.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a couple of things. Not thirsty as in horny.
No, the bees were not horny.
Nobody got humped by a butt. They weren't like so flower depraved.
No, I don't think they were horny, but I think they were normal level of horniness for bees. They were thirsty as in literally dehydrated. They had no water.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't have the chance to get attacked, in which case it might have been like, we're getting stung. No, wait. It's something else.
The bees weren't like kind of like waiting for me like kind of like at the end of the bar or anything. It was nothing like that. Like in an old cartoon or something, like Bugs Bunny's dress.
They all had eyelashes all of a sudden. How does bees have eyelashes?
You could hear the sound of their eyelashes bat. There was like a thousand of them and they could all in unison were batting their bee eyelashes at me at once. That did not happen. That's not what happened.
Okay. Well, lesson learned on your part. We're talking about real nature and the kind of real nature that you can find at a chain called Great Wolf Lodge. It is a chain of indoor water parks / hotels / there's arcades and restaurants. They're mini theme parks, are what they are. And this topic comes to us, courtesy of somebody who has been, because I don't think the three of us have been, correct?
No.
I've only walked around a lobby.
No, I think I would get like hit with a sap immediately if I walked in.
Hit with a sap?
Like a sap or a nightstick or something. And it's like, oh, that weirdo's here alone. That weirdo's here with another adult weirdo and no one else.
It's pretty specifically family oriented. I think our guest went with his family, but who knows? It might have been a solo expedition. We will find out all the details. And he just so happens to be a prolific podcaster from My Brother and Me, Adventure Zone, and Sawbones. It's Justin McElroy. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi. What a pleasure. Hello. 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 Thanks for having me.
Oh,
what a
absolutely.
Pleasure to be here to talk about Great Wolf Lodge.
Thank you for bringing this to the table. It's one of those that I've sensed people are excited about. I think a lot of people on our social media are excited to talk about it, been wanting us to talk about it. But, you know, what do we know? We've never, again, I walked around a lobby for 20 minutes. I'll bring some of that to the table. But you've put in the work. You've really done it. And I'm already excited by just the observations that were DM'd. So tell us more.
I spent a lot of human hours at the Great Wolf Lodge. A lot of time at Great Wolf Lodge.
Wow. Multiple trips or
multiple trips. Yeah.
Really?
So, okay. A little context is probably. a little context is probably helpful here.
Sure.
The Great Wolf Lodge that we started going to was it's right next to Kings Island in Cincinnati.
Oh, so, yes. It's like almost right by, like, bordering the parking lot, it seems like.
It is. I mean, you can walk. It's not uncommon to have people, like, walk over there from the park. There's a walking path. It's a hall.
Wow.
But, like, there is a walking path from Great Wolf Lodge to Kings Island. So the two work in terrible synchronicity, right? So if you can't go to one, you can't take your kids to a hotel, even if it is a water park themed hotel, and see like coasters in the background, be like, don't look at that. We're not going there. don't look. And at the same time, they, you know, we go to Kings Island and look right next door. It's the Great Wolf Lodge. Well, certainly you got to stay at Great Wolf Lodge if you're going. There used to be a hotel across the street from there called Coasters was the restaurant. And then it was the Kings Island Resort, as seen in the Brady Bunch episode.
Is the hotel in the Brady Bunch episode? Is that where they stay?
Yeah, they stay in the Kings Island hotel. That's all leveled now. So your options are like stay at a chain nearby or go to Great Wolf Lodge next door to Kings Island, part of the, you know, Cedar Fair family.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which that's, so we've, that's we've we talked about starting. That park's great. So that's a trip you've done a couple of, is the in tandem. And you grew and up with Kings Island, is that correct?
Sure. Like where I live in Huntington, West Virginia, we do have a theme park. It's called Camden Park. And that would be even more specific than Great Wolf Lodges. Like no one's been to Camden Park. But if you look up videos someday, it's a real classic. There's an extremely old roller coaster called the Big Dipper that there's a really, really unnerving log flume. There's a haunted house that is like something from another dimension. The whole place is wild.
Is it unnerving because of like anything spooky or unsettling along the way? Or is it just it might fall over?
The gum wall is a big part of the unnerving part. That's like some 60s gum. There's like beech nut in there. Like I don't fool around with the gum wall at the haunted house. That place is a trip. But if you want to go to an actual theme park that is more than like an hour of dodging hepatitis, like you go to Kings Island, which is slightly less hepatitis infused than Camden Park is. But yeah, we went to Kings Island. Like that was the, like if you're in band or choir or whatever, like that was the trip that you took.
Oh, sure.
At the end of the year. So spent a lot of time there. Preferred it when it was owned by Paramount. There's a lot of theming. The Mirthmobile was there for a while from Wayne's World, which is a big deal for me.
Oh, that's great. I remember all the there was a Top Gun thing. There was a Days of Thunder. There was Italian Job when I got to go. And then they had
Drop Zone. That beloved Paramount property, Drop Zone.
Is that a movie?
It's Wesley Snipes about falling out of planes, I think. Whoa. But they rethemed all those and stripped out all the like movie theming. So like Top Gun becomes like Hang Pilot. I don't know the new names.
Flight
ever since they closed
deck.
The vortex over there. I'm heartbroken.
Exciting plane.
Yeah. Thrilling. Thrilling undercarriage. But Great Wolf Lodge is relatively newer in that area, right? So that wasn't there when I was a kid. That was like predates my kids though. I think it's been there about 12 years, that particular location. The chain is from the mid to late 90s, and I think that's its start in the Wisconsin Dells, if you guys have ever been in that neck of the woods.
Mike has, right?
I have, yeah, a few times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's 20 of them now, 20 Great Wolf Lodges. Okay, so here's the pitch. It is a massive, massive resort. Huge, really, really big. And then in the connected to Ever Great Wolf Lodge, like in the center of Ever Great Wolf Lodge, is an indoor water park where like wave pool, lazy river, a bunch of different slides, raft rides, some other like obstacle courses and things like that.
You got that big, the bucket that slowly fills up pours down the roof. That classic
bucket, there's this giant bucket that just dumps at whenever it feels like it. So if you want to try to get through the park to someplace else, you're not going to stay dry because it just dumps a huge bucket of water on you.
just keep your eyes on the bucket.
There's a restaurant in there called Buckets. Which is a delight. It's a restaurant is generous. There's a place where you can stand in shirtless for 20 minutes and get some hummus or chicken tenders out of the deal.
I want to, Buckets is correct, but I want to give credit to the full name, Buckets Incredible Craveables. Make sure we get that jargon out.
Yes, Buckets Incredible. It's good. You can conceptualize it. I have not been to one of these kinds of things, but I think it's like a sandals for kids. You know what I mean? Like an all-inclusive, like kids show up, you don't have to leave. So that's like the main thing. If you're in the room, then if you're staying in a room there, you get a band for the water park. You get to go to the water park, which is like Great Wolf Lodge was the place when COVID really got started, where it's like, we'll know COVID is over when Great Wolf Lodge opens. Because if you can imagine a worse environment for like spreading disease than just like, so we maintain it to make it the most comfortable for all bacteria and viruses.
Well, and all of the like, the sense that I get of it, and from my brief walk around and watching videos, they're like, they just feel like a bit of a claustrophobia. There's the water park, which is a breeding ground, but then all the hallways where you go on these adventures and stuff, which we'll talk about, but like those are all just hotel hallway. This is not hotel some hallways, it's not Grand right. Californian sized like expansive lobbies, and it kind of is just like a Radisson that has some like yes. fake nature in it.
There's nature, there is a gosh, it's what order to talk about these. Okay, so there's the water park, there's the rooms. They have there's a arcade, huge arcade that is open 24 hours a day. So if your kids wake up at 6 a.m., you can go down, like, come on, let mom sleep. Yeah, we'll go down and play the Minions VR ride. Fine. So I've spent a lot of mornings, like, there's a Dunkin' inside where you can get just, if you like your hash brown soapy, there's no better option than Dunkin' Donuts. There's also like a big, they have a big buffet kind of thing. And then there's like the, they call it, which is why there's an upscale. There's an adult sit down dining place that they puzzlingly called the Lodge. It's like, well, it's just, it sounds like the sequel to Great Wolf Lodge, and it's your restaurant.
Very difficult to Google just that restaurant. Great Wolf Lodge, the Lodge.
The Lodge does seem like the high end, like the hip way. Like we're just going to the Lodge. It's like the high end, you know, the high end version or whatever.
They've got a lot of there's crafts and all kinds of activities for kids. They got yoga if you want yoga. The weirder stuff is like they have this thing called Magic Quest, which started as like a comparable to like a laser tag or like Quasar, where you would like go there to do Magic Quest. And Magic Quest is you have a toy wand, and of course they're like all very customizable with lots of flair you can buy for them, but you have these wands and they have IR receivers in the tip, and when you point them at things in this game you can do like quests and collect gold and interact with things in the hotel. There's things in the hotel where if you flick your wand at them, like the bear will talk to you, or the knight in armor will like light up or something like that. So there's also like you go to these trees that have TV screens on them, and you see a man who like he's so old, he's like playing a wizard giving you quests, and it's a video of this dude, and it's like he's so old and the stuff there is so old, like you're just faced with this certainty that this man is dead. Like you look at it, you know, like without any doubt, like there's no way this man is still alive. There's no way. And he's giving you quests from beyond the grave to like go get the lightning rune or whatever. And then you have to find other community theater actors pretending to be princesses or fairies that will give you other quests. And like you collect the runes and you collect gold. There's a channel on the TV that tells you who's got the most gold and quests.
Wow.
How exciting for the kids to make it to the TV. Really.
Well, it's thrilling, except for there's a certain class of kid that you run into at Great Wolf Lodge that you're pretty sure isn't staying there, but is on his grind. Like, usually capes are involved. If you see a kid with, like, every time I go, there's at least one kid with, like, a cape and a wand holster who you can tell is, like, mom dropped off at 10 a.m. She's like, I'll be back at 3. Have a killer time.
If you knew this kid, you'd do it too.
And those are all that. So that's weird because it goes through the whole hotel. So if you're walking like from your room to the lobby, like you are walking through some kid's like adventure playground where there's just like these little dorks running around careening into you, no awareness of where you are because they've got like a red gym to get to before the time runs out or whatever. So that's playing out around you.
Which that like, so that is mixing with like the family hauling in the suitcases and like, come on, let's go. We got to get to the desk. No, don't stop there. And then some kid might like crash into you and poke your kid with a wand.
Yeah, yes, I exactly. saw a video of like tips and tricks for Magic Quest. I also heard it called Magi Quest.
I think it might be, even though, yeah, the spelling seems like, but then there are Magis involved. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Magis are a part of it.
But some of the tips and tricks are like, take the stairs. There's hidden stuff in the stairway. But there's also like fire escape warnings in the stairway. Like, it's a regular stairway. not those stairway. And like, I saw they were recording this video and a guy is just walking behind them shirtless because he's just like, look, I'm just trying to get back to my room and
get
some stuff. But then the other detail was like, you go through the whole resort. However, it's by the elevators. The stuff on all the floors is by the elevators. If you hit guest rooms, you have gone too far. Stop right. walking through guest right. rooms.
Right. And they're on miserably, cruelly. They're on different floors, the different things you have to do. So you are like up and down stairs, like trying to get to the different quest objectives. So that's a very wild... The weirder thing about it is all the Magi quests, or Magic quests, if you like, that were outside of Great Wolf Lodge have been shuttered. So these used to be standalone things. They don't exist anymore. The company itself that ran Magic Quest was like subsumed into the Great Wolf Lodge Corporation. So this technology, no one seems to know how to fix it or maintain. It is in no way maintained or fixed. And I think that's like institutional knowledge that no one has anymore. Like once the treasure chest stops opening, no one seems to know. Like, well, that guy's gone. That guy's long gone. He's working for another park now. He's gone. We don't know how to fix anything.
There was one guy who knew how to do it.
Right. The one guy built it is like, well, as long as this keeps working forever, should be fine.
He got fired. The Magi's in the sky have decided that the chest will never open again. Your work here is done.
There's like a more grown up version of Magic Quest called Compass Quest, where you get, imagine the thrill of casting spells with your wand. Now imagine instead of a wand, you have an incredible compass that you can put into divots if you want. Boy, the thrill, the sheer joy in your child's eye when they take a toy compass and put it into a compass-shaped divot. Boy, let me tell you, it is a wild and woolly experience. And then,
I have a feeling Jason was into compasses as a kid. I could be wrong.
I liked fiddling with my Boy Scout compass, and I... never
fiddling with my compass.
Yeah, never used it well.
Jason fiddled with his compass.
I like turning it and like trying to get it to find north. But then when they're like, "All right, we'll align the compass and now find your bearing and now figure out where in the sky," and I'm like, "No, this is no. We're not. I'm not doing school too. I already have to go to school. It's the weekend." It's the weekend. That's why friends who would go to catechism would go to CCD. I was like, you have to go to school after school? Like, school too.
You would have liked it better if you were putting it into things and magic, like, thing quests were unlocked.
It's,
like
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
There's a, no, please. there's a show, an animatronic show, that plays twice a night at the mm-hmm. same time. So in the lobby, there's like this big, it's like a looks like a tree, and the tree has a face, and then there's different forest animals and a kid in a log, and they just look at you with these like dead lifeless eyes for 22 hours and 30 minutes out of every day. And then for a brief 15 minute window, they're brought to life to delight parents at literal, like the loudest, ear-splitting volumes. What makes it worse is the show is maybe 10 feet from the check-in desk where the employees all are. So imagine twice a night, every night, you have to sit 5 feet from this ear splitting. I downloaded the song for you all.
Oh, yeah.
Closes the show Thank out you, yes. just so I could play a little snippet of it.
Yeah. I think we aren't getting
I can't hear it. Yeah.
Okay, hold on one sec.
Sure. I think I have the video maybe too,
if you have it.
I think I might have it here. Wait here. Well, you can tell us if it's the right thing. Jordan, can we pull up a video? I think we might have a video here. Even you'll find your way home, there's nothing to be scared of you. Trust in Mother Nature. Like a cloud you can soar when you know what you're looking for. Here, let's pause it. We might want to keep going, but just at this juncture, you got to really squint to see that it is the owl, because the motion is not like a ton, right? And the context clues are telling you he sounds like an owl. I think when he sings,
he's got an owl vibe for sure.
Owlish singing voice. Is this the one you were talking about? This is the earworm.
Yeah, this is every night, twice. Like, there's one at 7 and one at 8. The kids just sit down outside and they watch this great show, and the staff is just subjected to it over and over and over again. There's a place called Scoops, which is
It's a kid's spa. I had a picture from when I walked around.
Yes, thank you. There's an ice cream store too, which isn't called Scoops.
Which is not Scoops.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be
Scoops?
Scoops is where you get like fake nail polish on if you're a little girl. I found something that was like paint the nails of this raccoon character and then print them out.
And you can get your own nails painted, and the hook is like everything's edible. So if your kid wants to just like drink the nail polish,
that's great. They're gonna be
the options there.
All they've eaten for days is like buckets and edible nail polish. And I saw there were the brunch buffet had a big cupcake display at the end.
Yeah.
So it's like all my kid is eating is honeydew melon and blue cupcakes and edible nail polish and going in the water.
There's also a huge candy shop. Don't forget the massive candy store. Oh, and your kids, when you book your room, you get for your kids what's called a paw pass. And it's like this really does bump it into like sandals territory, because then it's like if you get the best paw pass, then you get like a cup full of bulk candy, and you get ears, and you get goggles, stuff like that, or you can play a free game of laser tag or a free game of light up goofy golf. That's there. I didn't mention that. There's golf, there's bowling alley, but that's all packed in, right? Which becomes a checklist where you as a parent now, even if you didn't want to do all these things, I mean, you've already paid for them, so you are going to have to go, you know, play the bowl and golf and all those other great activities,
which are sort of like jammed into. I found a picture I took of the bowling alley, 10 paws, I believe.
Yeah, 10 paws, yes.
10 paws bowling. And it like that's small. It's like in a corner. I mean, I couldn't believe how much was packed into. What was weird is the Anaheim one or the Garden Grove one, if you will. I just remember thinking, like, boy, everything is like it's all in corners, and there seems to be this game, and that's all in hallways, and it just all felt. And there's five restaurants somehow in that, and yet the Garden Grove one, the biggest one in the entire chain, and yet it felt like claustrophobic to me.
Yeah, they're very packed in. Well, that kind of goes to what I think is like so awesome about the Great Wolf Lodge experience, and I am using that somewhat sarcastically, because as much as there is for kids to do, it is openly hostile to parents in a way where no concessions have been made for your existence. Like, no concessions. There used to be something called the wind down, wine down. And what you do is when you check in, you order a wind down, And that is literally at 9 p.m. or whatever you set the time. But after your kids are in bed, someone shows up and knocks very quietly on your door and says, here's an entire bottle and some truffles. Here you go. Enjoy. And we make you wait until after your kids are asleep to have anything approximating pleasure. But there you go. That service has been...
Enjoy the cupcake Chardonnay you could have picked up at Target next door.
For less money. Yes, for I was Googling less. Prices at Total Wine. Drastically less than the Wine Down. But maybe you get your chocolate covered strawberries, which I'm sure justify the expense.
Yeah, there's at least four of them, and it's each one more delicious than the last. That service has been discontinued. Once you're in the room, you are in the room. There is nothing for you. Like, you are there. Once your kids are asleep, you are not leaving this room. You are stuck there.
I've started to get into this regard, not in Great Wolf Lodge. Now I've done a couple of Disney trips with my now 2-year-old, and we essentially invented the Wine Down program for ourselves without realizing this was established. But you bring the bottle. We've actually had a lot of fun in the realm of, like, okay, let's check if the baby monitor works at the downstairs bar. No, it stops working as soon as we get down the elevator shaft. I guess we're in the room tonight.
You just leave the Shark Tank it running is. Next to the bed. Yeah.
We try. But we've had, our independent wind downs have been actually very nice, I would say. But these, what my question in reading the wind down section of the website, there's different packages, and one is called... Great. Rekindle the bonfire, and I'm a little uncomfortable with the and then they call it a romantic package, and I'm just going to take a stab here based on what we've talked about so far. I can't imagine that Great Wolf Lodge is a great place for romance.
parental
romance.
You've come to the right man to ask about romance at Great Wolf Lodge. Let me tell you, there is nothing you feel like less. There's nothing, especially if you spent the day at King's Island, right? You come back drenched in sweat. Your kids, your rotten children make you go to the water park after all that. You fill up on a bunch of cotton candy and the worst pizza I've ever had in my entire life. Unthinkable, this pizza. You cannot imagine how bad the pizza at Great Wolf Lodge is. It seems like a joke. It seems like they're running a scam on you. They can't even get, like, La Rosa's pizza, like a local Cincinnati pizza. No, it's absolutely the worst. And there is the, in terms of, like, if you want alcohol, like, the wind down is gone, right? But they do know that you are basically trapped there. And so you can buy cans of White Claw for $7.
It's like Vegas.
it's just so antagonistic that, like, you can't order things. There's not, like, not adult movies, but, you know, like,
PG-13 movies.
Yes, right. Anything above that. It is, there's no, like, the restaurant, the lodge is wildly unpredictable. It's the food quality is always like about a hard C. It's like a good solid C. The one I went to one in Charlotte on our way back from a beach trip where we had to stop like halfway, and as a treat to the kids and a punishment to ourselves for being so relaxed at the beach, we stopped at Great Wolf Lodge on the way home. And the lodge there is overlooking the water park. So imagine the one thing that is ostensibly an adult experience at this place, and your kids are watching other kids have fun through the glass. Like, how is your dinner going when your kids are like, Mom, let's go. Look, they're having fun. We're missing it.
Why are we sitting here? This isn't anything.
Here? Son,
these
listen.
Meatballs are subpar at best.
I love you. I just want to finish this bad burger with a fried egg on it. It's the only thing I have had to forward to day.
I'm just pretending. I want to just pretend I'm somewhere else for a second. That's like the what I weirdly kind of enjoy about it, though, aside from they have the arcade machines where you'll run into these where you are putting coins in the slot and you get trading cards out of them, and if you get a full set of the trading cards, then you can trade them in for like a bajillion tickets, right? So there's a SpongeBob game where as you're pumping quarters in, it will make like these different character cards fall down the slot. And if you get all nine of them, then you trade them in for like 5,000 tickets, but you can't find a Gary. That's how they get you.
No Gary.
You're walking past the McDonald's game.
It's like the McDonald's game with the one street that you can't find.
Exactly. So every time you walk past the machine, it's like, let me just duck in and see if they got a Gary out real quick. Nope. See no Gary. Okay, moving on. Those are fun. But what I actually like about it is like, I feel no, you know, when I'm at Disney, I love Disney a lot. I'm wearing a Disney shirt as we speak. I'm a huge fan of Disney. But when I'm at Disney, there's this sense of like, if I just do the right things and like plan enough and, you know, read enough and watch enough Disney videos and stuff, that then I can really maximize this trip and really get something that the whole family is going to love. And with Great Wolf Lodge, you just got to get through it. And the lack of pressure there, I really love. Like, I don't know. I don't care what we do. I'm just alive for 24 hours and then I'll leave and it'll be over. It's not miserable. There's nothing for me here. This isn't for me. They seem to cultivate that experience of like, there's no FOMO here. There's nothing you'd like, adults. Trust us.
If you're at Disney World, you're like, can I maneuver this to where, oh, I get a break from the kids and I get to go do Tower of Terror and that's exciting. Or if we plan it right, there's actually a really good restaurant in our hotel and the wine is nice and the food is nice. But if you take all that off the table, it's not for you.
Disney World especially is like a monster that you have to like slay, you have to plan for it, you have to kill it. And the Great Wolf Lodge, it's like, monster, do what you want to me.
Just take me.
You win before I walk out the door.
I surrender myself to the Babadook.
To answer your romance question,
you should actually
take a look at some of the themed rooms, because the suites at Great Wolf Lodge, you can put your kids in. You guys cuss on this show?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know that.
I think we did.
You can put your kids in fucking Albuquerque. There's like a bunk bed room where they are sequestered off in their own themed bunk beds. Yeah, I don't know if they lock from the outside, but I assume.
I got to say, though, I watched a walkthrough of a two-story fireplace suite.
Whoa.
And I was looking at it, and yeah, the bunk bed room had a door. But then there was a lot where, like, there was just a bed next to the living room and, like, a lofted bed area with no door. And I'm like, so if you're bringing, like, extended family, if you're bringing a group here, everyone better be on good terms, because there is not enough walls in this suite.
There's not. And also, it adds a real element of thrills when you're in a two-story room with a three-year-old who could at any moment just plummet right off the top. You have to keep track of them. All of a sudden now, thank you, Great Wolf Lodge, I now have to monitor my child every second that we are in this room so they do not plummet to their doom. But the rooms are massive. It's like themed, like bunk beds where it looks like a jungle or a cave or what have you. But the rooms can get big enough so you can put your kids way away. The one blessing is you don't have to think about your kids while they're asleep. You can store them for your convenience. like it's a Victorian orphan in a shelf. Like, you just store them, put them away. Don't worry about it.
It seems like there's some rooms where there are characters looking at you while you sleep. Because that's something we haven't talked about yet, is
the original
characters who I think they do a good job making it seem like they're something, even though they are just at this. I don't know if I'm comfortable enough to like want to sleep with them, like staring and playing an acoustic guitar while I'm sleeping. But that's what I'm looking at.
Family of the wolf pack, as it's known at this at Great Wolf Lodge, is. It's weird because it's like, it's also another thing that relieves the pressure, right? If my kids see Cinderella out in Disney World, I know that I'm going to be stopping in a line for 45 minutes. Mm. If my kids see Wiley the Wolf's sister Violet, they're like, please, I have no fucking guilt whatsoever about being like, absolutely not, this IP is utterly contextual, you step out that door, it means nothing. Like, what kid is gonna care that you got a picture with a hotel mascot? Like, it's ridiculous.
These are stars in a bubble. The bubble right, bursts, exactly. They are no longer stars.
It's not unlike being a podcaster at their own live show.
We're all Wiley the Wolves.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the fame is utterly exclusive to the premises.
The Great Wolf Lodge cinematic universe. Micro celebrities. I did, nothing made me feel more old than someone's, there was a YouTube video called The Evolution of the Great Wolf Lodge Characters. And it started off with the guy who made it going like, well, Great Wolf Lodge, part of all of our childhoods. And I'm like, what's it? What? Nope. Uh-oh.
This is mid-2000s. That's crazy. No one is a child from... No one was a child then.
Oh, no, I messed up your video trying to show Wiley the Wolf. This is the original... You know what? I'll do it. What I'll do is... I'll drop a link to this in the chat so somebody who can pull this up in a tasteful way.
Oh, sure,
way,
yes. Jordan,
just see it privately.
Right. Jordan Katz,
this is the original. That is the original actual design of Wiley the Wolf.
Cub Club. They were in the Cub Club. Wiley.
They've done like a Chuck E. Cheese on him, though, where he used to look cooler and now he's been like kidified more.
Yeah, he used to be a lot more like a wolf. You know, a cool wolf.
Yeah, he had cool edge. He had a real
does
edge.
Cool mean... dead-eyed and weird. Is that your definition of cool, Mike?
Yeah.
In this instance, it is.
They have these... there's a channel there where they just play this storybook about the founding of Great Wolf Lodge, and it's about like Wiley and these two brothers, Tooth and Nail, that are like beavers.
Oh, here we go. Ooh. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, what is this weird clip art?
That's the original Wiley the Wolf from the Great Wolf Lodge website. Like the first time that people were exposed to this guy, this is what they saw, this nightmarish Newgrounds clip art pervert.
Yeah, this Pepe. This is unsettling. He's waiting to be claimed by the right wing.
But they're walking around and it's like, no, I mean, kids love them in the sense that like the kids that love costume characters will be into it, but it's not like... they're not characters outside of the resort, and there's plenty of like merchandise and everything celebrating these great characters. But
there are so many characters on this Wikipedia.
Yeah,
yeah. There's Wiley's got a rich.
Anybody
history.
Jumping out at you, Mike?
That no one cares about.
Oh yeah, Princess Pumpkykins.
Oh yeah,
she was a lady in the leaves. A lady in the leaves, the heir in Cloudcrest.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Lady in the Leaves is a Magic Quest character,
right?
That you interact with to get like your.
They have a lot of Magi or Magic Quest characters in this Wikipedia, like Baraxis or Sharlock the Red Dragon.
Oh, Sharlock is fun. That's an actual like. There's a big screen TV that's showing this dragon, and you have to go in and fight him with your wand by casting increasingly specific
spells.
I did learn
the how to beat the red dragon.
Mm.
I did not watch the video to watch how to beat the silver dragon.
Real quick, let me show
Sherlock,
you this.
You got to use the ice arrows, I think.
Scott, you're going to be very interested in this, and I don't know how this is going to make you feel. I don't know if you've seen this already. Mm. Hold on, let me just make sure I pull this up. So, it is a bear named Sprinkles.
Oh, yeah. I think I've caught this. Yes. This is a bear.
This is a little familiar.
Yeah, I think actually our someone in our Facebook group noted this because just in context, I'm really into the bear who only lives in the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory chain of candy stores. His name is Truffles, and he's very obese and sad. And my wife and I always feel like comforting him. And there's sort of a Truffles-esque Sprinkles, you said?
Yeah, Sprinkles.
Hmm. Sprinkles is, he's too happy. Look, problem is, I don't want to cheer him up. He's fine. He doesn't need a hug.
He got a huge PPP loan. Sprinkles is set. Like, Sprinkles never stopped working, but he got a little cushion just in case, you know?
Yeah. So, I wonder what came first. I wonder if they ripped off.
I guarantee Truffles came first. That chain's been part of our culture since maybe the 80s. I don't know.
our heritage.
Our shared cultural heritage.
The it's just the experience, the way it really sets itself apart from Disney and other like parks like this. Not that there's a lot of hotels that have water parks right in them. They are the displeasure that they cause adults. There is no way to spend your way out of it. Like, the one thing you know about me is that I do have some money because I got this room. Can I please give, I, an adult, give you some money to make this pleasant for me in any way? And they, like, they look down at you and they say, no, we know you would give us money to make this better. We're not going to allow you to do that. It would sully whatever this bizarre social experiment that we're running is. You cannot pay to improve this experience at all. You can't pay to, like, if it was Disney, you would be paying to, like, exclusive genie parking spaces that you don't have to haul your bags through a half mile of hallway to get to your room. They would, you know, they would charge you for, like, you know, we'll put food and drinks in your, no, you can't do any of that. You are making your, it is very regular to see families walking through the halls with coolers because they're just that unwilling to participate in the Great Wolf Lodge.
Justin,
bracket.
Because you mentioned hostile amenities, I have to mention a thing I noticed in one of the video walk, people have put up tours of the various lodges. And in the one video I saw by like the parking lot, by like a side door into the parking lot, there were all these carts. And I was like, what? That cart looks very familiar. What is that? And I realized it's the cart you pay $5 for at the airport to throw your luggage on. If you like have a full mm-hmm. family's worth of luggage and you have to push it out to a rental car. And I'm like, at mm-hmm. least at Disney, they have standard bellhop carts and they have bag services. People that will like take care of this for, like, you're like, okay, at least I don't have to do this. Is much more clearly set up of like, all right, take that cart to your car, load up your luggage, and yeah, walk the half mile through hallways and side doors up to your room.
Little wizards trying yeah. to get their...
There don't, will be quests getting in your way.
Don't right. don't nail the little wizard with your away luggage sliding off the cart.
Guys, when you go to the water park, the first thing you have to do is go have your wristband scanned. You use wristbands everywhere. So, oh, did I mention you're spending the entire time with this plastic wristband that they like affix to your wrist that you cannot remove at all because it's what you use to get to the water parks. So it has to say there's, you sleep in it.
You have to sleep in it.
You cannot remove this thing. Yeah, because you can't take it off because they don't want you handing your thing so somebody else can go to the water park in your stead, yeah. right? When you get to the water park, you have to scan your badge and your band, and they ask you how many towels you want, and you tell them the number of towels. You check out the towels for a period of time, and if you don't return your wet, sopping towels to them, like before you leave, they charge you for stealing these incredible towels. And let me tell you guys, luxury, you got it. There we go. High thread count on these beautiful towels. You're going to want to take some home. So they had to curtail the theft of these horrific glorified washcloths. But P.S., the best, you can't take the towels out of the water park, but your room is not in the water park. So they have committed you to sloshing through the hallways, shirtless and embarrassed. And so you're like, your teeth chattering. You can't even bring your towel back to your room with you. You had to return it there.
While children run around with capes, itself. They have extra clothes. They have more clothes than you yeah, usually have, right. and you have less.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like this is a humid vacation. This is a clammy, like, as soon as you walk into the building, you're clammy, you know?
Yeah, it is a sweaty environment.
It's sort of, it seems like a big idea of this chain is this is a place where you can go have active water park fun even when the weather is very
yes.
bad. That's a lot of why they've put them right. in a lot of the places. Because what are some of the, it's like, there's the Poconos we were talking about.
Yeah.
Does that gets right. stormy, I would imagine.
So I was going to bring up the Poconos because my family used to go to a resort called the Mountain Laurel Resort in the Poconos. And even in the early 90s, they were ramping up their indoor pool like complex. This was like a resort that was still doing pretty well at the time, had a lot of activities, had like more restaurants than this, better restaurants than this, where mom and dad could go. You the whole family could eat dinner, and then one or two nights during your trip, mom and dad would go alone, and they would leave the kids with like daycare activities kind of things. But I looked up that resort a couple of years ago, and I was like, wow, it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed anything since the 90s. Uh-oh. I looked it up this morning. It seems to be doing well. It seems to be getting more towards modern amenities. Okay. But, yeah, I think this was a big thing catching on in the Poconos of year-round indoor water parks for people who don't want to go skiing or, like, just families who just want to get away, and maybe you'll hike for 30 minutes one day and the rest of the time you'll be at the water park, which is very humid, and you get used to the chlorine smell, or at least you better, but you're for sure going to get a headache one day.
There's no daycare options at Great Wolf Lodge, which seems weird until you remember that you might experience some pleasure if you left your children with somebody else for a little while. So they can't have that. They can't have you enjoy not attending to your children, because that might bring you joy as a parent. And they are very much in the business of not allowing that to happen at any point.
Oh, so wait. So this is a question for you, Justin, that you were, because you were alluding to, yeah. Even though you would gladly throw money at them to give you something that you want, there's no way to do that. In terms of plussing it up, something we talk about on the show, what would you, like, if you could hand over $50 more to make something happen there, what do you want? What's the Great Wolf parent plus up that would make the thing better?
It would have to be a different resort. Like, it would have to be a different adjacent resort. So contemptible is everything from the aesthetics to the offerings at Great Wolf Lodge to me, the discerning adult. It would have to be like Cigarette Joe's Island Getaway, and it's like next door. You have to pay $1,000, and you can leave your kids at the door. There like was a goat check.
There was a tunnel in your room to a different resort that the parents right. could go through. A secret
after
passage.
The kids are asleep.
Right,
you can slide down like the water slide and blank mm-hmm. check. You just slide down, and you go to the adult park underneath.
All the parents in a tunnel, come with me. I know of a place.
Come on,
just I can provide you passage.
Yeah, there's no atheists in foxholes, but everyone's a smoker at the Great Wolf Lodge. You're just like, I don't usually crave cigarettes, but I would love to go outside alone and smoke a pack right now.
I'm going to have the first cigarette of my life here at yeah. outside Great Wolf Lodge.
I will mention, and I guess this is a concession to adults in some sense, because the pool in the water park, there is Grizzly Rob's Bar, which is it says, the description on the website is, feeling the need for some cool refreshment? Grizzly Rob's is the place to quench your thirst with soft drinks, island-inspired cocktails, and an extensive beer list. Stop by for an invigorating break at noon after a day of 84-degree water park play, or anytime the spirit moves you. Spirits being the operative. Yeah. And you will never see parents more broken down than parents at 11 o'clock a.m. like lined up for margaritas at Grizzly Rob's Bar. Like, yeah, I know they're mostly iced. I just need to feel something. Please, Grizzly Rob, set me up.
Have you had a drink at Grizzly Rob's?
I don't have time for the lines at Grizzly Rob's. Mm. So what I will do is get there is at Buckets. You can get a frozen pina colada. Mm. And that is the one offering they have there in terms of like alcohol. There may be beer. I'm not a big beer guy. But
it seems like you have to come in with a plan, and the plan might help you or not do anything for you depending on where the Great Wolf Lodge is, because it seems like that Ohio one, you maybe could go find a Target or something, like if you wanted to sneak your little bottles in or whatever, or like the Anaheim one, you know, is close enough to, like, there's stores very close. But if it's a resort, like truly in the middle of nowhere, then you got nothing, right? You really, there's really, you or you got to like plan for that and come in with your adult amenities.
If you plan ahead, you can, like, there's a fridge in the room, right? You can, like, bring your own stuff and plan ahead. If you don't, though, I'm going to sound like I'm overstating it, but, like, the parking lot, I don't know how they make it so far from your room, but the farthest distance that there is on Earth is the distance from your room at Great Wolf Lodge back to your car. And also, if you move your car, pretty good chance you're going to have even worse parking when you come back.
Punished.
Because someone will slip in there, no questions asked. They'll slide right in. Mm-hmm. So, it is a real crapshoot to leave to go anywhere. There is, like, some convenience stores across the way. The Dunkin' I mentioned, right, which it doesn't sound that wild, right? There's Dunkin's everywhere, but it's the only coffee that you can get in the resort.
Whoa.
So imagine, if you will, 8:30 in the morning at the Dunkin' in a Great Wolf Lodge. I mean, lines out the door. I mean, like, beyond, because everyone wants coffee, and this is the place where they will give you a cup of coffee. So everyone at the hotel, every adult that drinks coffee has to wait in line for their coffee, and the line is unfathomable, to a point where I have gone to my car, driven to the adjacent Dunkin' a half mile away to go through the drive-through and get my dishwater hash browns from an outside vendor, rather than wait in the lines there at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh my God! Yikes! These are, boy, this is bizarre. This is all so fun to talk about. Oh yes, Mike.
I have checked. You cannot mobile order.
No,
Dunkin'.
You absolutely cannot mobile order the Dunkin'. That's
convenient.
Special message.
No, not Great Wolf Lodge. You wait in the line. You're waiting. that you might enjoy skipping the line.
Do you love your family or not?
Prove it.
We're here to be together.
Can I just read some copy that just jumped out at me from the Great Wolf website?
Oh, you know it.
I the big thing, and this is recurring in a lot of their spots and stuff, you know, arrive as a family, leave as a pack at Great Wolf Lodge. So that's kind of on a lot of their stuff, but that it's the next couple sentences that stuck with me. Experience a world of play all under one roof. Go with the flow in our water park resort, or find adventurous dry play throughout the lodge. How do we feel about dry play?
Adventurous dry play. None of Jason's gold bond involved.
No, there's no talc. There's absolutely no talc.
That would be, because it's powder, because Jason was talking
adventurous
about powder.
Adventurous dry play is with if it's the talc, but the lotions are for...
It feels like just a bunch of lorem ipsum to, like, fill in, because, like, we don't care if you want to come or not, adult. We just put some garbage in here. Your kids are going to make you go. We don't have to sell
you. How do you do? fellow humans? Are you excited for leisure?
We're an adult like you here at Great Wolf Lodge. We have the Iron Horse Fitness Center. You can exercise your commitment to health and well-being in our fitness room. We offer a perfect selection of cardio and weight training equipment, flat screen TVs, and towel service, so you can stay on top of your game or begin anew. Imagine you're going to start a new commitment to fitness at Great Wolf Lodge. This is my moment. I'm going to start now. Well, I want to get attractive enough to leave my terrible family for a new family. Well, maybe come here. To
if I can get in shape enough to have an affair,
I might experience something.
Fly away from this place.
Physical pleasure.
Then maybe Wiley's sister Violet will look at me.
The Iron Horse Fitness Center is next to the glow-in-the-dark Gulf, and I've never seen a single human being in it as long as I've lived. I've never seen one.
Well, Justin, there's a reason for that, because the entirety of Great Wolf Lodge is a treadmill. You're running and running, and you're not getting away.
That's true.
Dad, take your wand. Go up the stair. The next quest is on floor 6. The next quest is back on the bottom floor. All right, back up to 8.
Please.
Well, you do raise a good point, Justin. This might be a terrific place to have an affair because I don't think anyone's going to be looking for you. Private eye, like they're not letting anyone in with a private eye, like a long telephoto lens. Like, oh no, pal, no, you're not coming in here.
You're talking about an affair that's deep enough along that it would be on the old show Cheaters, where like a private investigator is
involved. A sleazy James Ellroy style private investigator. Investigators tracking you.
I'll find your man. I will.
I'm sorry, Ms. Wilson. I had real good tabs on him, and then I lost him in a crowd of 1,000 unhappy adults that look like just facing utter mortal panic. Every single one of them looked exactly the same.
He seemed slides like a picture line. On the slides a picture on the desk, and the fair is actually like obscured by 1,000 little wands that are in the top, the kids holding the wand. Like, you can see they're making out here behind all these wands.
I can't see that. No, I really...
I think some children conspired to use magic against me to defeat my private eye skills.
I did my best. Could I real quick my talk about the founders?
Oh, yeah.
I am excited. I did not go to the Great Wolf Lodge the couple times I went to the Wisconsin Dells as a youth, but I definitely went to their other creation, which was Noah's Ark Water Park.
Noah's Ark. Yeah, you've brought this up before. It feels familiar to me, but I don't recall much about it.
Yeah, Noah's Ark is not. I mean, it's obviously somewhat religious, if that's what it's called. But that's like the top. That's like the water park in Wisconsin Dells that you go to. And it's got the biggest slides and everything. And I don't know
it's
still
the biggest one in America, right? It's massive.
Wow.
I think so. Yeah. It was definitely like that was like what you would do if you were a kid. Like if you didn't go there, you may as well not have come back because it was the cool one. And my mom, I begged to go there because my mom was very afraid of me going to a water park.
Oh, this is the place where you were denied. You've told this one that you were shut down from like kids' birthday parties.
I was denied. No, I did go here, but I was denied. She wouldn't let us go with like just kids and other kids' families that she didn't trust, even they were friends of mine. So we would like lie and say why I didn't go. She'd be like, oh, we have to go. You know, here's one of my favorites. It would be like, it's our anniversary and the kids and I Jeff are all doing something. So this would be the regular because it would always be the same birthday water park and it would always be the same line.
But wait, but then it wasn't your anniversary and you would not do anything?
We would barely do anything. Yeah,
surely you couldn't have gone to Bennigan's another night.
Maybe we went to Bennigan's. It's possible. Yeah. We went to Chili's or something.
There's, I talk about these five timers, these stories that we tell. This one I think you need to tell at least once a year just to remind everyone where you're coming from. This is important context.
Let me give my mom some credit. This was the family that would invite us that also called her once and said, also I want to let you know, we have a gun in the house, and the boys know where it is. So, as much as my mother was a little overprotective, I guess I have to give her this.
Yeah.
One.
Well, hold on a second. Right. Hold on a second. Did you get to see it?
I did not. Also, I did not go over to that house for many years.
That's fine. That's fair.
Although I did see the one brother shoot the other brother at 2 feet close range with a BB gun. Once.
Whoa. Mm. Oh, my God.
In the back. Because they were fighting. Okay, well, one of the brothers was on the roof with the BB gun shooting at his brother when we like rolled up there. And then the other brother, just as kind of a psych out, was like, fine, come down here. Took his shirt off, got down like this, shoot me in the back, and I'll show the scar to mom.
God.
And then he did it. It happened. We watched it happen.
Shoot me in the back.
Imagine that feeling for 24 hours, and that's Great Wolf Lodge as an adult. I mean, it's basically like getting shot in the back with a BB gun by your brother for 24 hours.
And you asked for it. You paid for it.
Yeah, you wanted it. You went there. Your kids doesn't have a credit card. They can't get there without you.
There's nothing to be scared of here. You said it so many times, I feel like there's a lot to be scared of here.
Yeah, that's where the song starts and then it keeps getting said.
Jack and Andrew Waterman are the two gentlemen.
The famous water park founders, the Watermans. That's so weird.
And then they Noah's Ark was first, and then they created Great Wolf Lodge in like 97, so it's so recent.
Yeah.
It's for something that has so many locations.
Really bizarre how quickly it's taken up. But Noah's Ark has some magic to it. Like, you could see why another business would be appealing from the Watermans.
Oh, I loved Noah's Ark. It was awesome. It was like I was scared of a lot of the slides, believe it or not, but like, it had enough things for a kid to get very excited about. Yeah. And it was just massive.
How much? How much Noah?
See, there's not really much religious stuff, and I got to dig back in, and maybe there was in the old days, but it seems like it's a very secular telling of Noah's Ark, if that's even part of it. Because it's not, there's no like religious theme slides.
Didn't realize Noah did hang loose so much, you know?
I would imagine that there was a little more religious tie-in early on, but
how is it water park wise? Just judging it as a water park, Justin.
I hate water parks. Hmm. I hate water park. It's really hard for me to judge because I will say it's a little better being in an indoor environment where you don't have the sun beating down on you while you're standing in line for a ride. That I appreciate. But like, for example, I've been to Disney. I don't know how many times, never been to like Blizzard Beach or any of those. I have zero interest in water parks. Every time we go to Great Wolf Lodge, I live in this tiny bit of hope that my kids would be like, I don't really feel like doing the water park this time, Dad. Let's just do anything else for the entirety of our stay. I mean, the rides are my kids won't do any of the fun slides. So it's pretty much just standing in the wave pool, trying to keep them from drowning. I mean, that's the bulk of it.
That seems stressful.
It is very stressful. Even the lazy river is just them trying to fall out of the inner tube and get swept away by the current. So that's not much fun.
Well,
either.
It feels like you're just a lifeguard.
Well, look, they definitely have lifeguards, and I know about the lifeguard system because, and I can't believe this might be the first topic we've ever done on the show that has been the topic of an episode of Undercover Boss. There was early on in the show, the then CEO, Kim Schaefer, went undercover and worked at a lot of the restaurants, worked at the front desk, which really gave you like the tenor of who comes there. Like, so people so upset at the front desk. I told you I wanted a high room. Okay, we only have floor 3. Is that okay? Well, it's going to have to be. I'm like, oh, geez. you're willingly on television acting like this. But one of the things she does is she works with the lifeguards. And a couple interesting things happen here. You get to see the training, and you know that the lifeguards are trained and have to stay on their toes at all times, because on just a regular day, not even in the pre-work training, they might have to pass something called the Timmy test. And the Timmy test is when, unannounced, a different lifeguard throws a very realistic dummy with a big, like, gaping open mouth. Ah, like, it looks like an already deceased child. I mean, a CPR dummy, but, like, with a little more going on so that it has, like, limbs akimbo. Timmy might get tossed into the wave pool, and you have 15 seconds to notice Timmy and rescue Timmy and get him out of the water. Which is and the test that I saw that was on the show was considered successful at 13 seconds, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. That guy's on it. But what a stressful thing for the lifeguards that Timmy might show up, and for the guests. You might just have what you think is it looks like an almost dead E.T. flopping around in the water with you.
The Timmy test is the watch a child drown simulator. Like,
I mean, guys, I mean, I will grant you that that's a wild practice, but like, I would like to keep the lifeguards with their head on a swivel for drowning kids. I mean, I don't want to. I definitely do want them to have an eye out.
Yeah,
for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry that it has to. How often? I mean, they don't get false alarms, right? They're gonna get dull every once in a while. You gotta give them a little. There's kid drowning.
Stay on. Yeah, not a job you can stop paying attention to at any second. So that is that. Right, yes, exactly. While bizarre, probably a good thing that they do. I also learned a little bit of the lingo, something that you get to see in this episode. We recently were discussing, because of Mission Space. Obviously, Mission Space, you end up with a lot of vomit, and the euphemism we were discussing, protein spills. There is a different euphemism at Great Wolf Lodge, and that is AFR. We got an AFR, and the AFR stands for accidental fecal release.
Oh, what a great. Fancy,
I don't know what happened. Term. I just ate. I don't know what happened. I ate the world's worst pizza and milkshakes for 24 hours straight. And I got diarrhea. Come on. If you don't want me to poop in the pool, you got to serve a vegetable in here somewhere, guys.
Yeah, no telling if the AFR was from a child or from a man in his 40s.
I got
very well could have been.
I'll tell you. How was work today, honey? Ugh, awful. We had a Timmy test in the morning and then an AFR right after. I think my boss is out to get me.
And I was so scared by the Timmy test,
I had
my friend next to me. Hey, if I was me, I should have led with that. I'm sorry.
With our new fleet of ultra-realistic Timmys, Timmy can serve not just for the Timmy test, but we can squirt AFRs out of him.
As your red's getting just falling around the way.
Oh, no.
You have Timmy to grab AFR. Timmy with one hand and grab the AFR with the other.
That is the experience of being a parent at Great Wolf Lodge. I mean, they have replicated it almost exactly.
If you can get at least 85% of the AFR in your hand on the first grab, then you are up to par as far as
the
lifeguard.
Got the chunks. We can't expect him to get the liquid. He's only, this kid, his lifeguard's only 17. What's he gonna do?
The end of this episode of Undercover Boss, she's just holding like a lightly singed Timmy doll, and she's just covered in shit, and she's like, everyone's getting a $3 raise. Everyone's getting a $3 an hour raise immediately. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go try to get hired at Lockheed Martin. Literally anything else, please. God,
somehow less crimes against humanity at Lockheed Martin.
Something where there is no fun involved. Not any capacity for fun. Well, here, one more thing, you know, and we could start writing it down a little, but the crimes against humanity, I think it's time to transition into the crimes against humanity section. Justin, do you know anything about where your money is going when you go to Great Wolf Lodge?
Okay, now guys, here's the truth of this, and I was so afraid that
I'm sorry.
Because I don't know, and I've worked so... You don't have to be in that place 30 seconds before you realize, like, I would not like where this is headed. Like, if I start climbing up this ladder, I'm not going to enjoy where it is. So, no, I have not looked into it. Maybe I've had my last trip to Great Wolf Lodge after this. But I've remained...
Let me build up. Before I get to the real source of it, I started looking up some stuff. This is the section of my notes just titled Shadiness. this isn't about the owner as much as the Garden Grove location, the only one that I've been to that I walked around a little, it did just feel so odd to me and so barren. And then it's where Harbor Boulevard, it's south of Disneyland, and it's where it starts to get a little barren and residential. Like you're finally out of that, it's that every hotel chain has a location and there's a Fleming's Steakhouse and a Morton's and all that. Like it's starting to get into just like regular kind of low-income OC, and a lot of weird stuff. Garden Grove paid for the city of Garden Grove, trying to attract people away from Anaheim, footed the bill for like $20 million to have the site prepared. So they're throwing so much money at it. They had to, Great Wolf Lodge had to pay $1.9 million to settle the cost of relocating 30 low-income families living in a trailer park on the property. So they evicted a trailer park in order to get Great Wolf Lodge built, not counting the legal fees for getting them out. And then still, it's not like Garden Grove was super excited. Like, corporate Garden Grove was excited, but the neighbors were like, I don't know if I want a six-story water funnel in my backyard. And you know who won this fight, because, Jordan, if we could pull up the photo I have. Look at the view that you have if you live. miserable. We're looking at a really cracked, I mean, the street's fine. You'd happily live on the street. It's not like a sad street, but it's made much more bizarre by full water slide, multiple mismatchy colors of water slides exploding out of this building at the end of your block.
It looks like Doctor Strange has used his fractal magic to draw together a regular neighborhood in yeah. the park. It just
there goes
them,
the neighborhood.
Them adjacent.
It's the weird yeah. thing about that location, because a lot of these are sort of in nature or in the mountains, but this Anaheim one, it's bizarre that it's just right next to, and that there's just like a Walgreens right there. These poor, oh God, like you've survived getting Disney firework ash in your yard for decades, but at least you didn't have a water funnel out your kitchen window.
The ownership status of Great Wolf Lodge is its own adventure, because at one mm-hmm. point in time, there was what I read described as a rare public bidding war, where like companies were going back and forth, where it's like, I'll buy the company $4 a share. Oh, $4.55, $5.75. Like, they're literally doing like an auctioneer getting it. And so they've had a couple owners. And then a few years ago, 65% of operational control or controlling interest, I believe is the phrase I saw, is now 65% by the company Blackstone. So the company that owns a lot of real estate in America, the company that probably owns some of those houses on that street, also owns this.
Pricing out. Yeah. They're the big company when you hear about fucking up the housing market and like, let's buy all the houses and rent them out in full cash so that people can't buy starter houses anymore. They also fund rainforest deforestation in the Amazon. The CEO donated like $15 million to Mitch McConnell's super PAC. The CEO was the head of, when Trump got elected and there was like, he got like a consortium of CEOs that Bob Iger was briefly on and then left. But there was some like, I don't even remember the name of the committee, but like super Trumper. It's a incredibly evil organization that, okay, let me list some things that, in addition to Great Wolf Lodge, if you partake in any of this, you're putting money into fucking up the housing market and the rainforest. All the Busch Parks, the SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, Sesame Place. They own the Willis Tower, the former Sears Tower. They own Motel 6. They own the Cosmopolitan, the Aria, and the Vidara in Vegas. And then you get into the products. Oatly, they own the oat milk. Ancestry is these people. I'm doing an ancestry of them, straight to evil. They own Bumble. They own.
Honey, do you remember the place where we met and that we fell in love, darling Jane? Guess.
Oh, you guys are Bumble.
Yeah,
wow,
we met on Bumble. Yeah, guess what else they own.
It's it's weird. What I can't figure out from all this is why you guys have me on this episode when I've never paid to go to Great Wolf Lodge in my entire life. I mean, I was wholly ignorant until this moment. I thought about going, but gosh, with that kind of corporate history, I never would have dreamed.
They have
of it,
their hands in so many pockets, like you can't avoid. They fund both the politicians that complain about coastal liberal elites drinking their oat milk, and then they're funding the oat milk.
and the best one in the list, Spanx. Blackstone.
I can't.
The evil equity firm owns Spanx. There's no way around it. Somebody, this is just how we have to live.
Somebody else says, hey, Podcast The Ride asked me to guess on there. What's that vibe like? And I have to tell my just fucking do your research before you go in, man. They're gonna Edward R. Murrow you and they'll wait till the end to do it. What hell?
It's
interesting. I'm glad you've had such fun. Let's take a look behind the curtain.
No, don't worry
about it.
It's
the podcast equivalent if we dump animal blood on you. You're complicit.
We all, anytime.
And that's what it's like to be a parent at Great Wolf Lodge. You're getting animal dumped on blood on you, and you people are shouting, "You're complicit. You're complicit." And they're not
accidental
wrong.
Animal blood release.
Anytime we try to do it like an inoffensive, just what seems like a bland topic, inevitably you get to the second page of Google results and it's like, oh no, what's this Isaac Chotiner interview in the New Yorker? Oh no, who's he got up against a wall related to, like, you know, funimals or whatever.
Well, so I'm sorry if you've taken this as finger pointing. This was not the intent.
Yeah.
If anything, I hope that it makes you feel better about that. Do you feel more justified in what has been frustrating about this place?
In this part, there is a sense where, like, this does feel like, on top of it, the final indignity, where, like, it doesn't, the displeasure is permanent. It does not end when you leave the premises. You're carrying it around with you for the entirety of your life. I have to respect the hustle that they have towards making me feel bad emotions. There's a little bit of the Joker, like, where do they get those wonderful toys? Like, oh, you got me again, guys. You got it. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's a
in
good
their
one.
Defense, yeah. The animated film about the Great Wolf Lodge characters seems kind of cute and nice. Nothing about the trailer upset me. So they're trying to, like, make the characters where, you know, you maybe could experience them outside. So there's the movie The Great Wolf Pack: A Call to Adventure, and this seems fine. Now, I'm not going to think about how it was funded. I just think that Wiley and Oliver, Raccoon, and especially Brinley Bear are looking their best, and it looks like a fun adventure.
I'm sure it will.
Man, I wish the Watermans never sold, you know?
That's right. If we can focus on the dream of the Watermans.
Yeah.
They just wanted to make a family into a pack. And
right.
Do you feel like...
Not a super pack.
Yeah, that's where we got lost. We went from packs to super packs.
That's right. Make sure.
Is this a real movie? Like, yeah. Will this be out in theaters? Like, it's supposed to be out 10 days ago as we record.
Really?
This is so timely, guys. I'm so impressed with you.
That's strange. I don't know. I think, well, I'm not sure. I think maybe you can, like, buy this, stream this or something. But what I love is that it becomes a movie that you can watch on Great Wolf Lodge TV, reminiscent of my favorite thing, that there was this hour-long Treasure Island movie where you get to see Steve Wynn act, and it only played in Treasure Island. It's a nice throwback to that. So the next time you go, the next time that you're sure to happily go with your pack, you can watch this movie.
Is there some sort of morality offset that I can do where I have to pay my credits to a good organization to justify my presence at Great Wolf Lodge?
What's the opposite of, I don't know. Yeah, I guess, like, helping low income housing or shouldn't have to do penance.
Tip 200% at the lodge. No ethical consumption under capitalism. It's the title of this episode.
That's extra true.
Any closing thoughts? Have we washed away all your bad, all any good memories into?
I feel lighter. No, I feel lighter. This has been good to get off my chest.
All right. Well, perfect. Boy, what a fun thing to talk about. Crazier than I thought it would be. Justin McElroy from my podcast, The Ride. Let's exit through the gift shop. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
We are going to be, my family and I, we do live shows for our podcast. We're going to be in San Jose, doing the Adventure Zone, which is our role-playing podcast, on the 29th. We're going to be there doing My Brother and Me on the 30th at the San Jose Civic. And then October 1st, we're in Denver at the Temple Hoyne Buell Theater doing My Brother and Me. So that'll be very soon, I bet, as you're listening to this. So if you can get tickets at McElroy, McElroy dot family.
Fantastic. And nice. You could probably pair it all up. You go to the Denver show and then you go to the Colorado Springs Great Wolf Lodge.
Perfect. Perfect. I always encourage people to stay at the Great Wolf Lodge adjacent. It's the perfect experience if you're childless podcast fan. You're really going to love this. This is really going to be.
Well, that was an early discovery for me with this is that, like, looking up videos of it, they have made no outreach to childless vloggers and stuff. They've made no marketing push. Most theme parks of various sizes have been like, oh, these people do free marketing for us. Give them some tickets. Not the case at Great Wolf Lodge.
Jason, let's see if we can get you down in Anaheim.
Oh, that sounds
like... Let's see if we can get you on a comp room.
It's impossible to say for sure, but I've never seen an adult there who did not obviously have, like, was not either obviously a parent or had a child like present with them. I've never seen let's just go to the lodge tonight and enjoy a nice dinner alone, sweetheart.
This feels like maybe the first thing in podcast ride history where I'm like, I am not welcome. They may as well have those nuclear site, like, this is not a place of honor signs.
Private
posted.
Eyes, they're going to be watching you.
Yeah.
I'm
just listen, if you just look exasperated the entire time, no one will bat an eye. I'll take a wand, please.
I'm going to email the PR at Blackstone and ask if we could send our cub reporter, Jason Sheridan, to one of the Great Wolf Lodges.
PR at Blackstone.com.
Literal cub reporter in this case. He'll be part of the cub club.
By staying there, he gives his name and his likeness over to a bear-like creature named Jason the Bear.
I'm happy to chaperone Scott and his son. Because
you're happy to chaperone me?
Chaperone.
I've never been chaperoned.
I'm happy. As you said, you were on your own if you ever had to go to this place.
Oh, yeah. I told Justin that. The agreement with my wife already was if I were ever to take my son down here, that it is just dad and son. And now I wonder if dad has to get removed from the equation.
So, Uncle Jason.
Please let me know how that goes. Please go. I don't know any other adults that have been to Great Wolf Lodge. I would really love to hear your thoughts on it because it is a unique
I'm
location.
Still, you know, after all
just
this.
Just don't pay to get in there. You're going to have to sneak in.
Uncle Jason is vitamin B shots. He has to just give Scott one every hour to keep him going. Just a B12.
Help me, my friend. I'm suffering. We'll see. I'll report on that. Hey, thanks to Jordan Katz, who produced this episode. Welcome to the show, Jordan. You can find us on all the socials at Podcast The Ride. Merch is available in our T Public store. And for 3 bonus episodes every month, check out Podcast The Ride, The Second Gate, or get one more bonus episode on our new tier, Club 3. You'll find all that at patreon.com/podcastTheRide. Not dark money. There's no dark, unless you consider it that the money might flow through me eventually to Great Wolf Lodge and then to Blackstone, but that's a long ways away and not yet. So your money this month won't go to Blackstone. I can promise that.
It's a temporary promise.
Yeah. All right. So long, pack.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, Scott Gardner, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.